This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
WOGL HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
Oh man, there is so much to discuss today about Twitter and suppression. Censorship, James Baker, the other one, and the censoring of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Good afternoon. Welcome to the show. Glad you're here today. Thank you for being here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Elon Musk has fired the lawyer from Twitter who was associated with the Russia probe, and this is a big deal. It really is. It's a huge deal. I'm going to get into this afternoon and so much more, but first I want to say one thing right off the top of the show, and that is this. In all the years I've been doing this, and I've been doing this a long time, about, let's say, 12 years, but of the 12 years, about, let's say, 8 years has been full-time. I have never seen our podcast numbers be as huge as they are right now. And thank you for that. Thank you so much. A couple times I've ran into people who've said, Rich, I can't listen in the afternoon. I used to listen in the morning, but I can't listen in the afternoon. Listen, the podcast is the way to go. You get every minute of this show, every minute. And also, too, selective interviews and segments. And executive producer Matt DeSantis does a phenomenal job of breaking up the show for you. There is no excuse not to listen to every second of this program if you want to. And you can listen whenever you want. You can listen to me in the morning and Kale in the afternoon. Or me in the morning and Kale in the midday. And then Dawn in the afternoon. And whatever you want. You can, like a puzzle, like a jigsaw puzzle, you can listen to it how you want. The point is this. Thank you. Thank you so much for being there for me and my family and this amazing team that I have. We appreciate it very, very much. And that's because we keep bringing you, I think, the cutting edge breaking news on this show that is the beauty of Afternoon Drive, which is that you get to hear it the first time when it comes out. And there's a lot of breaking news this afternoon. No shortage of breaking news. In fact, today might be one of those days for the ages. Let's begin with Twitter, shall we? I saw this very strange tweet from Matt Taibbi last night where he put a emoji of an eyes looking up to the sky, an eye roll, if you will. Not sure how to put that, but something like that. And then Barry Weiss from the New York Times, used to be from the New York Times, put out a tweet where she said, "It's been quite a week." So what could Matt Taibbi be saying when he tweeted out a couple of eyeballs looking up to the sky? Great question. Here's the deal. Everybody right now is afraid for their safety. And I've never seen it like this before. Elon Musk is afraid for his safety. My buddy, John Paul Mac Isaac, is afraid for his safety. He's the guy who owned the Delaware computer repair shop, wrote the book, talked about the Hunter Biden laptop story. He is afraid for his safety. And I've also now realized that Matt Taibbi is afraid for his safety. Why is that? For everything we hear about right-wing MAGA violence, why is the media not covering the fact that these guys are afraid for exposing the truth about Twitter censorship? I mean, think about it. Kind of a big deal, right? Big story. Here we have Matt Taibbi, a journalist who for years wrote for Rolling Stone, was on Don Imus' show back in the day, a guy who, by all accounts, was just a mainstream journalist, talking about everything he would talk about. And he was never a guy that I would agree with all the time. But he was a great writer. Wrote some very provocative stuff. And he's afraid for his safety. Elon Musk, a genius. SpaceX, Tesla, afraid for his safety. Barry Weiss, Substack, formerly of the New York Times, afraid for his safety. Why is the New York Times not writing about that? You see, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk to John Lott. John Lott is a great guy. He is a brilliant guy talking about the Second Amendment, also safety, crime. There is a narrative in the media right now, which is that every time there's a shooting, it is right-wing MAGA. Right-wing MAGA. Yes, right-wing MAGA. But except for the fact that that is not the case. Right-wing MAGA is not doing the shootings in this country. It is still the left. The left, by far, more than anything, is the side of the aisle that is perpetuating violence in this country. But I know it doesn't go with the narrative to suggest that, but it's the truth. Why is it, for example, that Elon Musk earlier today tweeted out, to be called AGI, it needs to invent amazing things to discover deeper physics. Many humans have done so. I'm not seeing that potential yet, in response to a tweet that said, pouring some cold water on the latest wave of artificial intelligence hype. I could be wrong, but my guess is that we do not get artificial intelligence just by scaling back. Elon Musk is writing this back because he's on the cutting edge of what is the future for our country, artificial intelligence. This is a guy who, without him, we would not have a space program. I mean, really, as much as I love NASA, the idea of being astronauts, my son, Patrick, still thinks, you know what, Dad, maybe I'll be an astronaut someday. I'll walk on the moon. Yes, buddy, I encourage it. I love it. I'd love to hear it. But the truth is that without Elon Musk and SpaceX, we would not have a space program. Without him, we probably wouldn't have an artificial intelligence program. We would have to outsource that to China. It's true. China, by the way, and I should mention this, and we have a lot on this today in the show sheet. China is behind TikTok, which is now being banned in several states in our country. And while I never favor bans, the one thing I will say is that it's very obvious that TikTok is a problem for all of us. Without Elon Musk, we would not have Twitter. We wouldn't. Twitter would be done. How do I know? Because there are so many people who are unhappy with Elon Musk, which tells me that the marketplace has made a decision. And the marketplace has decided we want freedom of speech. We want a place to go where we can just say our piece and not worry. Not worry about being censored. Not worry about being shadow banned. Not worry about the intelligentsia telling us we're no good with what we say. Yes, Elon Musk has done something extraordinary, responded to the marketplace. But without him, I think Twitter would have died, just like how Facebook is dying as well. Have you looked at Meta's stock recently? Meta, which is the parent company for Facebook. A few months ago, I said to my buddy, Jameson McCauzy, who handles my stocks and everything else, I said, Jameson, let's throw it all on Meta. Let's do it. Put it all on Meta. He said, I'm not so sure. I don't know. He just had a gut feeling. Well, thank God he didn't, because Meta is laying off people in droves. Every tech company is doing the same thing, except Amazon. No, Amazon is firing people. Don't get me wrong. They are. They're letting people go. But the difference is the people they're letting go at Amazon, or excuse me, at Twitter, are people who deserve to be let go because they have not done anything. They're just a waste of space. They're just people sitting around all day. And in Silicon Valley, we've seen that. We've also seen people in Silicon Valley who they had one job. Their job? To suppress you and me. And everybody else. When the truth comes out, and it will, I think we're to find out there are more people working there who were formerly from the FBI than ever before. The FBI, yes. The once revered FBI. You know, the people that broke up the mafia. Went after people like John Dillinger. went after all those domestic terrorists back in the day. Except back in the day, the left was very upset with them going after people like Dr. Martin Luther King and Ruby Ridge and Wounded Knee, all those other places as well. The left was very upset. They kept turning around and saying, this authoritarian fascist government. There was a time in this country where the left would scream about fascism. But the fascism the left would scream about was about those instances. Now let's fast forward, shall we, to today, where you've got an FBI that is actively engaged in suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story. You have an FBI that is actively engaged in promoting a fake Russian dossier. Now, why would the FBI be so political? The answer is they always have been. The difference is that at one point in this country, we had a political party, the Democrats, that screamed about it. And they said, this is ridiculous. We got to stop this stuff. Why are they following Aretha Franklin? I mean, they did. They actually surveilled Aretha Franklin. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Find out what it means to me. It means not having the FBI surveil me, I think is what she was trying to say. Probably not, but you know what I mean. And why would the FBI be surveilling Dr. Martin Luther King, except for the fact they wanted to paint him as a philandering communist? And maybe he was those things, but either way, was that a crime? I mean, really, even if Dr. Martin Luther King was a philandering communist, is that a crime? If Aretha Franklin and other singers of her generation were engaged in suppressive conduct because they were advancing civil rights, where's the crime in that? It's like, where is the crime in if I'm pushing a narrative that says, I don't know, Hunter Biden and the Joe Biden family are engaged in taking money from China and Ukraine? Where's the crime in that? Even if I'm wrong, if I push a narrative that says this virus that we're all dealing with today, still today on December 7th at 3:16 p.m. almost, came from a laboratory. Where's the crime if I'm wrong? There's no crime in that. Yet why is the FBI so interested in infiltrating what we have to say? Here's the answer. And it's always been the case since J. Edgar Hoover until now. And it goes like this. The government, the job is to not suppress your speech. It's to make you a heretic for saying it. So if you come out and you say things that the government doesn't like, they will shut you down. Why do they do that, you might ask? Well, it's very, very simple. Lobbyists. Oh, I remember those glory days. Yes, I do. A fonder day in my life. I was a young man in my 20s working on Capitol Hill. Oh, the good old days. I was single. It was a wonderful time in my life. Everybody's life. We were young. We'd party at all the bars. We would have a great time. But then we started to get job offers. Job offers for this consulting company and that consulting company, this PR firm and that PR firm. And we realized they were all lobbyists of a different name. And they wanted us for our Capitol Hill experience. They paid us a whole lot of money if we would just come over there. But you know what? I just didn't want to do it. You know why I didn't want to do it? Because I went to Capitol Hill because I believed in this country. I believed in something special. I believed in America. I didn't want to sell out. I didn't want to just take the highest bidder and advance something. But I was naive. I was young. I was dumb. I should have cashed in because I didn't. And a lot of other people that I know did. And guess what? They're all burnt out by today's standards. They're burnt out. They're jaded. They make a lot of money, but they're not happy because they went to these companies thinking that, well, you know what? We can advance this cause or that cause. Then they realize something. The more checks you write to the fundraisers in DC, the more you show up at all the events, the more that you bring over this person or that person, the more you can advance your cause and your narrative. So here we are. It is 2022. We've got people who are there from the FDA, from the CDC, from the FBI, and the NSC, every other various three-letter agency you can think of. And they're all there for one reason. That reason is to advance their cause and their goal. But the problem is, though, is that they've all been I don't want to say they drank the Kool-Aid, but they've all been conscripted to believe that money is the be-all, end-all, not truth, because they get paid a lot of it. So when it comes to things like suppression of speech or putting in a cause forward, if they can silence you, if you disagree with what they're saying, well, then bingo, their job has become a whole lot easier. And maybe one time they thought about freedom of speech as something that was the Holy Grail. You know, you never would mess with that. But now, in this day and age, here we are today, they turn around and they say to themselves, well, I mean, come on. Do we really want to advance the lab leak theory? Do we really want to advance the fact that the COVID vaccine can cause myocarditis? Do we really want to advance the fact that Hunter Biden's laptop might be real and upset the people that were our masters? Because after all, those people are the people we're hired to lobby. And that's just it. Every lobbying firm in Washington, D.C. is made up of people who used to work for the agencies that they now lobby. I mean, really, what good are you if you don't have contacts and connections? Let's say tomorrow I'm fired by Greg Stocker, our illustrious brand manager, who is a great guy, by the way, and I don't think he would fire me if he, you know, could avoid it. But let's pretend for a second that he were going to fire me. And, I needed a job. So I called up one of my friends in D.C. and I said, hey, listen, I need a job at your lobbying firm. I want to come over. They say, but Rich, we love the fact that you're such a great communicator. And we love the fact that you've got all these connections, but you don't have connections anymore on Capitol Hill. What we need from you is we need agency connections. You don't know anybody at the FDA. You don't know anybody at the CDC. Can you help us? Really? I turn around and I'd say, no, but I can make friends. They go, no, not good enough. See, everybody at our lobbying firm is made up of former people who work at this bureaucracy or that bureaucracy. And we need them because when we get hired by, say, Pfizer, with their government affairs people to advocate for the vaccine, for example, we need to reach out to our contacts at the FDA, the CDC. And these are people we used to work with. And so we can convince them very easily, since they're our friends, to push this stuff for us. And therein lies the rub of Washington. The very same people who right now in government are responsible for suppressing the Hunter Biden laptop story, the COVID vaccine lab leak theory, the myocarditis vaccine, all of it, are the very same people that used to work in the various agencies. And we see that with James Baker, who at one point was a lawyer for the FBI, who left the FBI to become the general counsel for Twitter. And then worked to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story at Twitter. But he also worked to suppress Donald Trump while he was at the FBI and worked to advance all of the theories about Russian collusion while he was at the FBI. And so, surprise, I don't fault James Baker, because I think James Baker is so epitomous of what a real swamp creature is, which is somebody who works on Capitol Hill and then gets a gigantic payout to go to a firm or a private company or a firm that is doing work on behalf of a private company. And then from there, they advance the agenda and they call up their buddies who are still in Capitol Hill and they say to them, I need your help, which is why I am convinced that James Baker, as general counsel for Twitter, was working with the FBI to make sure that they were doing everything they needed to do to help squash the Hunter Biden laptop story. You see, when I think the smoke clears and all of this comes out and we're watching Matt Taibbi and we're watching Barry Weiss, and perhaps it could be on today's show that the truth comes out, I think what we're going to see here is the ultimate, symbiotic relationship of a guy who used to be at the FBI, who came to Twitter and worked with the FBI to make it clear to everybody that the Hunter Biden laptop story was nothing more than Russian disinformation, except that it wasn't. But the minute that we can correlate the connection between the Federal Bureau of Investigation, an organization made up of your taxpayer dollars, and a private guy at a private company, Twitter, who used to be at that very organization, The minute we can make that correlation will prove something that I have said to you for weeks and months and years. If you've been part of the Zioli Army for years, you know that I've said this, and that is this. The minute we sacrifice our liberty under the guise of keeping us safe, the government will weaponize the power we give them and use it for political purposes. And that is the very definition of a police state. When the truth comes out about James Baker, I think we will see. He was doing the bidding of the FBI as a former FBI guy, now working at Twitter, with the same goal as the FBI and Twitter, to suppress the Hunter Biden laptop story. 855-839-1210 is the number if you'd like to weigh in today, and I would love to hear from you. 855-839-1210. Believe me when I tell you, I am not a man who just dances in hyperbole. I'm a man who will never steer you wrong. I always try to give you the truth. I always try to give you the real deal and everything that is going on. But unfortunately, in this day and age, what I say sounds very hyperbolic. It's not my fault, you understand. It is because what I'm telling you is the truth. Omaha Steaks makes it very easy for you to give a gift that will be remembered. My dad, love the guy, but he's so hard to shop for. I know Mama Zioli is listening right now because Mama Zioli and Papa Zioli are here at my house helping me and my friend Vicky deal with our kids. And the truth is that Mama Zioli knows how hard my dad is to shop for. But Omaha Steaks makes it easy. When you use my name, Zioli, at checkout, you'll get an extra $40 off your order, plus 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com. And don't forget something. At Omaha Steaks, they make it easy because they curate specially crafted gift packages for you. I'm talking about butcher's cut filet mignons. I'm talking about fish. I'm talking about wonderful comfort meals that are easy to prepare in a flash. At omahasteaks.com, when you use my name, Zioli, you get 50% off. You get the extra $40 off, and everybody's happy. Think about your boss, your coworkers, your clients, vendors, your dad, your husband. Who are the people on your list that are tough to shop for? Well, they're not tough anymore because Omaha Steaks has solved that problem for you. OmahaSteaks.com. Think about it. The cooler shows up at their doorstep. They're happy. They open it up. They go, oh my gosh, look, Johnny and Susie sent me this beautiful cooler full of great food, and I'm happy. And they never return it because it's not a shirt, it's not a bad sweater, and it's not bad cologne. It is beautiful food. OmahaSteaks.com, keyword Zioli for the extra $40 off at Omaha Steaks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
.com.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
It is Wednesday, hump day. Look at us getting through the week. Thank you for being here. We appreciate it very much. 855-839-1210 is the number. I want to give a shout out real quick if I could. You know, one of the beautiful things about this program is all the friends I've made over the years, and particularly the Philly cops. I have to say, the Philadelphia Police Department, I feel like it's family to me. I really do. And every time I run into another officer, they've just been phenomenal and so grateful and appreciative. And I am so grateful and appreciative. So I talked to my buddy today, Captain John Hoyt from FOP Lodge 5. And, you know, he told me that we lost a very good friend of ours who we lost his dad So Ryan Tieford is one of the Philly Cop helicopter pilots. If you remember years ago, I got challenged to go in the helicopter to do a flyby. And I was ready to go, even though they mocked me and said I was afraid to go in the helicopter, and I wasn't. I was ready to go. I really was. But, and here's the thing, and Matt DeSantis may not believe this, I'm not afraid of heights. I'm Batman, and I'm ready. Sign me up, coach. You know, just put me in the helicopter. Let me do it. But guess what happened, DeSantis? You'll never believe it.
What happened?
Well, COVID came, and I wasn't able to do it because the last five times I was going to go up in the helicopter, there was wind, and it was dark out, and it was cold, and the helicopter blades, they needed oil, but I was ready to go, except for those things, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm starting not to believe you as much.
Yeah. And there were birds that were flying in the sky, and they were like, oh, there's birds.
That's,
you know,
weird.
I was like, well, maybe I shouldn't go up. You know, yeah, what I mean? But I was not afraid to go up in the helicopter.
Of course,
you know what
not.
I'm saying?
Yeah, of course not.
Right.
When you tell this story, I feel like next time you shouldn't start off by proclaiming that you're Batman, because that, right off right from the jump, that was kind of a red flag.
Do you think that was the red flag?
The fact
you know
that, like,
you know about me, was that was the red flag versus the fact that I'm a total coward and look for any excuse to get out of going in a helicopter.
I also found it odd when you said that the helicopter wasn't prepared to deal with birds in the sky. I feel like that's probably like a pretty typical occurrence.
Yeah, that's probably true. And, you know, the thing about it, too, is that I was ready to go up in the helicopter.
Sure.
But the thing about it is that so there was wind and you know, and the blades like would spin.
Tornado type winds?
No, like 4 or 5 miles an hour winds.
Yes. I don't know, Rich. You might be pulling my leg here. I don't know.
Well, Daniel, welcome back to the show. It's been a while. How have you been?
Great. If I were any better, I'd be you.
Yes, you would. If any better, you'd be a twin. Would you go up in a helicopter? Would you do it?
I mean, yeah. In the summer, I climbed up roller coasters. So, yes.
You climbed up a roller coaster.
Yeah. Do you not realize I used to be a ride attendant at an amusement park?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're proud of you for that. Well done.
Thanks. Thanks.
I think.
I'll be proud of you once you get in that helicopter.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is fantastic. Really, truly fantastic. Let me just say one thing, too, and that is this. I had lunch today with some friends, Matt DeSantis, and they love you, by the way.
Now that's even less believable than the helicopter story.
It's true. My friend Vicky was saying today that she loves your laugh.
Well, then we love Vicky.
We love Vicky. Actually, her name is Kelly, but Mama Zioli keeps calling her Vicky. And the other day, because, you know, Bridget's away this week, so I've been on dad duty all week, which is a very, very tough thing to handle, as you can imagine if you're a parent or a grandparent. And so all week, I've been dealing with dad duty. So Mama Zioli comes down to help. And my friend Kelly offers to pick up the kids and, you know, help out with school and everything else. So Mama Zioli says, your friend Vicky is taking Claire to dance. And I said, I don't know a Vicky. I don't have a single friend who's a Vicky. Okay, I literally don't know anyone named Vicky. And she says, no, Vicky. She's coming. I said, you mean Kelly? Kelly's coming to take Claire to dance? She goes, yeah, your friend Kelly. So fast forward to a couple hours later, right? A couple hours later, my mother goes, your friend Vicky brought Claire back from dance, and I made dinner. And I said, Mom, I don't know a Vicky. So if Kelly dropped off Claire and this mysterious Vicky brought her home, we have a problem, Mom.
I love that Mama Zioli is just sending off the grandkids with whoever wants to drive them places.
Yeah. Anyone who wants to come over and take the kids. At that point, she's like, fine, take them. Your friend John Wayne Gacy came by. And
I mean, at this rate, anyone can say that they're Vicky and take your kids.
Right, exactly. Hi, I'm Vicky. Some dude, you know, named Ryan or something.
Sorry, Vicky's my middle name.
Yeah, your friend Jeffrey Dahmer came by, but he said his name was Vicky. So I gave him the kids. And then this afternoon, my friend Kelly offers to pick the kids up from school and bring them home because my dad had a dentist appointment with Dr. Mike Venere, of course. So my mother says to me, she goes, so who's picking up the kids? I said, Mom, Kelly's doing it. She goes, great. And I went in the kitchen to make a cup of coffee. I came back out. She goes, so when is Vicky bringing the kids back? I said, Mom, still not Vicky. Her name is still Kelly. Like, it hasn't changed. Like, she didn't go to the courthouse and change her name. Same name. But I guess it's like one of those things where you have a, you just have a, I guess, a brain pause or something like that where it just gets head. I'm not quite sure how that works, but nevertheless, having Mama Zioli here this week has been very interesting. I'll tell you that. And Reagan loves to jump on the couch, and you should hear my mother being like, Reagan, honey, don't jump on the couch. You might fall and get a concussion and maybe get brain damage and have to be airlifted to Cooper Hospital and then have to undergo a brain transplant, sweetie pie. So don't jump on the couch cushions.
What a subtle warning.
Yeah, subtle warning, right? And my poor daughter, even Reagan at 2.5, is looking at my mother like, it's just the couch. I mean, it's like 2 feet off the floor. You know? Worst comes to worst, I get a bruise, but, you know. Nevertheless. And then this morning during breakfast, you know, I got the waffles out, and then my daughter Claire loves maple syrup, and she pours maple syrup. My mother's like, Claire, you're going to be all hyped up on sugar for school. And you might go to school and then, I don't know, freak out, and maybe they'll have to have a lockdown at the school and evacuate everybody because you're on a sugar high and they think you're a terrorist. Or maybe you're committing like Columbine, sweetie, because you're too hyped up on sugar. So maybe have a little bit less maple syrup, honey.
I love Mama Zioli's warnings.
Just goes such a dark place. Always. It's like, Mom, it's just maple syrup, really. It's organic, by the way. So I don't think any of those things could happen since it's completely organic, you know.
That could definitely lead to a school lockdown. I think Mama Zioli's right.
She's probably onto something, right? Ah, yes.
The kids probably love Mama Zioli, though, despite
her. How can you not,
yeah,
right?
She's... Despite the kind of dark warnings.
And all of it is dark warnings, too. It's like, and Patrick's playing the piano the other night, and he's doing Jingle Bells, and it's so sweet. You know, he's doing Jingle Bells and everything. And my mother's like, you know, Patrick, be careful, honey. You don't want to hurt your fingers, and then you're going to have that disease where you can't use your fingers the rest of your life.
She thinks Patrick's going to get, like, carpal tunnel syndrome.
Yeah, you'll have the carpal tunnel syndrome, honey. And then all your life, you're going to have to wear the copper thick gloves, and you'll always be in pain.
How old, so
be
Patrick?
Careful. Yeah, how old? Looking at her like, Mom, I'm just doing Jingle Bells.
You Patrick know, will be the youngest person in the history of mankind to develop that.
To develop carpal tunnel syndrome. And she didn't remember the name for it. She's like, you got to develop, like, you know, Lincoln Tunnel Syndrome for your hands, your fingers. Honey, you don't want to get Hudson Tunnel Syndrome. I mean, like, Mom, he's just playing the keyboard. It's really, you know, come on.
I love that she has all these, like, doomsday scenarios, but has no problem sending the kids off with some random person that may or may not be named Vicky.
Yeah, but Vicky, who we literally do not know of Vicky, can take the kids without a moment's notice. And then after she sends the kids off with Vicky, and I'm like, Mom, we don't know of Vicky. She's like, well, whatever, she'll bring the kids back later. I'm like, don't you think you should call the FBI or somebody? You just sent my kids off with someone we don't know. I literally do not know a Vicky. But in that, she has no problem doing it. It's an excellent observation, Matt DeSantis.
Yeah, Vicky will return the kids safe, undoubtedly.
Yeah, Vicky in the clown costume with the balloons will definitely return our kids safe. No question about it. 855-839-1210 is the number if you want to weigh in. The question for you today is, do you think we'll ever get justice in everything that we've exposed with the FBI and Twitter? There's so much more that's coming out today about it. And I, for one, am very concerned about what we're learning about James Baker. And we've got a lot of great audio for you on this as well today. So what do you think? Will we ever get justice is the question. 855-839-1210. I know there's a fear, a saying out there that they're always going to get away with it. And normally I would agree with you. But in this case, Is it different with Elon Musk? Is it different with Elon Musk in the sense that he is a guy who, if he can't make them pay, he'll at least make them lose their job? And is that enough in your eyes? Because let's face it, we're living in a world right now where some of these people deserve to go to jail. But I'm not a naive person. You're not a naive person. We get it. You get it. I get it. That's probably not going to happen. So is it enough that they lose their job? Or do you think there has to be a prosecution for them? Really, using the government resources to collaborate and silence their dissenters. 855-839-1210 is the number if you'd like to weigh in today on the show. Here is a clip I'd like to play for you in the context of what we're saying today. And I'll tell you something. I'm not a guy who likes to exaggerate this stuff. I love to give you the real truth. I never, ever love to use hyperbole, even though a lot of people in this business like to do it. They love to just say things. Whether or not they're true or not, they love to just say things and just throw it out there. But I like to be very, very sober-minded about this stuff. I think you have to. And yet here we are in this day and age where we've got all these people who are working so hard to eliminate the truth from everything and then to go after their political enemies. So of all the people right now who may be warning us about the power of the government to punish our political enemies, I bring you Vice President Mike Pence, former Vice President Mike Pence, who talked about this over the weekend when he talked about the Department of Justice when it comes to former President Donald Trump and whether or not they will prosecute. Now, remember something. I said to you, I think they will. I think they will prosecute. And it won't be pretty, but I think that they will. I think that they will go after him and they will indict him. I'm not saying that they should. I'm just saying that they really, really will because of the fact they're hell-bent on getting him. When the government wants to get you, the government will get you. They'll find a way. They'll find a way. They'll use every single opportunity that they can to go after you. But should they? The answer is no. And I remember something. Years ago, while Matt DeSantis was still sitting on his mama's knee and with dreams of Harvard in his eye, we did an event at the South Philadelphia Xfinity Live Center. The bar is not there anymore. I even forgot the name of it, but we had a debate. It was the Talk Radio 1210 WPHG debate. And it was all of us at the time, all the talk show hosts, and half of them are not here anymore, but Dom was there, and I was there. And so we're still two of the originals who are left today. Everybody else is gone. I digress. The point is that we did this whole debate, and they brought up the question about Edward Snowden. And if you remember at the time, if you were there, it was 2012 or so, and Edward Snowden was still considered by many of us on the right to be a criminal. This guy brought to the forefront what the government was doing. They were spying on us. They were violating the Fourth Amendment. But we were still kind of in the post 9/11 haze, and so we were a little bit reluctant to call the guy a hero. He was a traitor. He was helping the terrorists at the time. I can't remember how many people back then who were Republicans and conservatives said Edward Snowden should be prosecuted. But I stood up there behind my pink microphone. Yes, I did have a pink microphone cover. Hat tip to my buddy Ben Hill, who's a former engineer for our station. And he gave me a pink microphone cover. Why he gave it to me, I have no idea. But nevertheless, I said, Edward Snowden is a hero. And he deserves our respect and our admiration. I got boos. They're like, what are you, crazy? This guy's a traitor. And I said, why? He's exposing the government spying on us. Why would you think that about him? Well, because terrorism and blah, blah, blah. I think now in the hindsight of this, we can all look back and say, yeah, you know what? Snowden was right. He was right on the money. So I bring this up to you today because when it comes to prosecuting our enemies, the government can go after anybody they want, but should they? Here's Vice President, former Vice President Mike Pence, cut 23.
Attorney General Bill Barr told me last month that it would be appropriate for the Justice Department to indict a former president in the case of a serious crime, and that he believes that it is possible that President Trump committed a serious crime and that the Department of Justice is gathering that evidence. If that were the case, he thinks it would be appropriate. Do you agree with him?
Well, I just don't know if it's a crime to take bad advice from lawyers. And I was
very much aware. I think this is about the stolen documents.
I was very aware, Margaret, of a cast of legal characters that were allowed to surround the president and tell him, as the Bible says, what his itching ears wanted to hear. But I would hope the Justice Department would think very carefully about any action with regard to the former president, because I think any such action would be very divisive in the nation. And also, after years of us unveiling politicization at the Justice Department, where we had 2.5 years of a Russia investigation that from very early on the FBI knew was based on opposition research commissioned by Hillary Clinton's campaign, where we've learned that FBI agents falsified documents to obtain search warrants against Americans, and then where we witnessed earlier this year the execution of a search warrant against the home of a former president of the United States, when there were a number of other means to obtain those documents short of that. I would hope the Justice Department and the now new special counsel would move very judiciously and very cautiously, understanding that any such action against a former president of the United States would be deeply divisive to the American people, and it would send the wrong message to the world.
But no one's above the law.
But no one's above the law.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
It's me, your buddy, Rich Scioli, with you in the afternoons. I love being with you in the afternoons as you're driving home from work or hanging out in the afternoon. We're listening on podcasts, by the way, and our podcast numbers have never been better, so thank you for that. Appreciate it very, very much. 855-839-1210. But I do have to tell you, and earmuffs, if you don't like the word naked, because I've got something very special for the woman in your life, your wife, your girlfriend, whoever. More alluring than lingerie. It feels like wearing next to nothing at all. I'm talking about naturally new pajamas, exclusively from Pajamagram. They are an exciting gift, one you both can enjoy. Look, guys, here's the thing. She's going to love it. I am talking about the super soft, seductive material of Pajamagram. And I love it too, because she's going to love being comfortable. She's going to love feeling beautiful. And it's all about beauty. Because I don't mind highlighting the beauty of a woman, and I don't think you mind either. In this world that we live in right now, you can't say women are beautiful, but you should. You should love the beauty of a woman. And it's just like with guys and testosterone. You know, it's like that woke snowflake the other day. What's his name? James Cameron said, I wish I never had testosterone. I wish my testosterone was drained from me. Whatever it was. We can celebrate what makes a woman beautiful. And that is the naturally new pajamas from Pajamagram.com. Order them today. You'll save $75 when you get a naturally nude nightie for free. But order today before Christmas, because they will sell out. They did last year and they will this year as well. Just go to Pajamagram.com and then tell them I sent you. Pajamagram.com. Get the naturally new pajamas. I ordered Bridget a pair. She picked the red color. She loves them. And she says, Rich, I've never had something more comfortable to sleep in. So that's the thing. She'll feel beautiful. She'll look beautiful. And she'll be comfortable. All those things are key. So order for your wife or your girlfriend today. Pajamagram.com, naturally nude pajamas, and get the free naturally nude nightie, a $75 value, and ensure delivery before Christmas. Pajamagram.com. All right, so as I go through all these things that we have to talk about today on the show, and there's a lot going on, we are watching and we're waiting to see if we're going to have another Twitter drop today. There's a tease going on right now. Matt Taibbi and Barry Weiss are kind of teasing that, yeah, we may see another drop today. Well, I'd love to see it myself, and I'm keeping my fingers crossed. I'd love to get all the information out to you. A short time ago, though, Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot, wrapped up a White House press briefing. We'll bring that to you live. And she said today, and she refused to say, if the Biden campaign communicated with Twitter during the 2020 election about the Hunter Biden laptop story. She won't say if Biden ever and his campaign and the Biden campaign ever communicated. So we're going to get into that with you as well. But, you know, it's fascinating how we have just, I think, scratched the tip of the surface when it comes to censorship. Right now, we are looking at the United States military may have the vaccination requirement waived for all of our soldiers, which is good. But my question is, are we going to have back pay and reinstatement for every single person who's ever been dismissed from the service? These are people who signed up to save our country, to fight for our country, to fight for liberty and freedom. You know that I'm a child at heart, obviously. And for me and my money, I put it on Captain America, who's a superhero, obviously, just a fictional, obviously. But during the war, World War II, he was a cartoon character that was created to help raise money for the war effort to defeat the Nazis. True story. And then he became a comic book sensation and then movies and everything else that were built up. Well, you know, I watch those movies with my son nowadays, and he watched them with some friends of his the other night who were over the house. We watched Captain America, The Winter Soldier, which is a great movie. It really is, because it warns you about the dangers of government coming in and suppressing freedom. But it also does something else, too, which is it warns you about the government deciding to spy on our citizens and I hate to say, like Hollywood imitates life, but inject them with a serum. And I worry about that for our future, too, in terms of our soldiers and our military. And it's not an exaggeration. It's not something that's hyperbolic, because it's happening in China. And I'll tell you about that as well when we come back. 855-839-1210. 855-839-1210. Big 4 o'clock hour for you straight ahead. Don't go away.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.